Okay, I'm here with Adam from Praxis Works, the hottest topic on the internet right now and the hottest topic amongst anybody who rides a mountain bike. You can hear it in the background. It is a new... What's the official name for this? Wide range cassette. A 10 speed, not 11. Tell me more, Adam.
So this is our new 10 speed wide range cassette, and it is exactly that 10 speed. And we've been getting bombarded with questions and emails and all sorts of people coming at us saying, why didn't we do 11? Why didn't we do this and that? And I want to air it out so everyone understands why we did a 10-speed wide range. As we sat back over the last year, and a lot of people have seen 11-speed come out more from all the other big companies, there has been a pricing challenge to go to 11-speed. But also, there's a lot of people that invested in the last year or two, and sometimes 3 years, in a brand new 10-speed bike, whether it be XT, XTR, but that level of bike. And those bikes are fantastic, and the drivetrains are great, and there was really no reason to jump to 11 if you didn't want to spend the money or didn't have the money. So what we decided to do is we set basically some design parameters on a new cassette that if we were going to bring this out, we didn't want to be an adapter. We didn't want to be a modification setup like what we've seen. And right now, without naming names, there's a bunch of companies that came out with those adapters. That were, there's the Pi Plate add-on 40 or 42, and then there was a... And then it kind of dominoed into you needed to add this sort of link and that sort of link, and then you had to do an extra modification of the cage to make it work. And what happened is we noticed all these customers that were basically doing everything they could to make their bike just have a little bit deeper gear. They were Frankensteining the rear end, and the consensus of what we spoke to and looked at all the shops and talked to all the people out there was that, yeah, it worked, but it wasn't that great, and they weren't thrilled, but they got the 40 or they got the 42, you know, to get up the climb. So the way we came at this is the design parameters were this. We wanted people to be able to use existing 10-speed free hub body wheels. Okay, and we wanted people to be able to use, without modification, existing 10-speed mid-cage or long-cage derailleurs. Now, using those two major parameters, well, what does that make us? Well, let's talk about the taller side of it, down at the 10 and 11 tooth area, where everyone's asking, why didn't we do a 10 cog? The reason we didn't is because in order to make a 10 cog work is you had to do what's called an XD driver. And in the aftermarket, that's $40 to $50 to your customer, and an additional cost and modification to your rear wheel. So we're done with that. Plus, Shimano derailleurs want to work on 11. They don't want to work on 10. Okay. So we didn't want to say, sorry, Shimano customers, you're out. This is only for SRAM customers. So that's why we started at 11s, because it gets on existing free hub bodies that are in the market for 10-speed bikes. Now, as we climb up the cassette, we also didn't want to have to create a hiccup in the middle of the cog, which is where that infamous, let's pull out the 17 and swap it for the 16 issue is. And that's to get the other end of the spectrum, is you create a hiccup in the middle of the cog. And we don't like that as riders. That's right in the power band of where you're shifting. You want the nice, smooth steps.
Exactly.
So we have a nice, clean step from 11 all the way to 28. And through that part of the cassette is all stamped steel. Okay. So we're keeping with the durability of the steel story right there. Once you get up to the 28, though, we do leave a steel production, and we go into a 7075 T6 aluminum on the 34 and the 40.
Okay.
Now, we stop at 40, and here's why. Like the other end of the spectrum, there are reasons that we stopped at 40, and the main reason is this. Once you go past 40, all bets are off on your existing 10-speed derailleur staying normal. That is when someone is then dealing with, I have to go buy a $20 specific little updated link to kind of put my derailleur in a certain area.
Right.
Then you potentially have to buy an aftermarket custom hopped up extender cage, and that's another $40-$50. So you already are taking your derailleur off, and you're basically taking your whole derailleur and completely rebuilding it just to get a 42.
Right.
Now, we admit some people want 42. We're just not going there at this time. So for 90% of the riders out there, we feel an 1140 is going to get them exactly what they want, which is that little bit more of extra range to feel comfortable on that steeper section of the climb.
Right.
You don't have to do anything to your rear derailleur. You don't have to do anything to your free hub body. You simply pull off your old 1136, put on your 1140, adjust your highs and lows accordingly, and you do screw down your B-spring a little bit. You can get your clearance of your upper pulley to the 40 tooth, no problem, with the natural clearance of 2 to 3 millimeters, and the derailleurs shift fantastic. Okay, so that is why we went with 1140. That was the basic, you know, whole scoop of the design parameters of our first cassette. Now, the other thing that we also want to talk about is we noticed on those add-on adapter plates is that they're just a single plate of aluminum. And they're thin, and they're not really reinforced, and it's kind of, I don't want to, it's a little flimsy, and we've seen a lot of them actually fail on rides with our friends out there.
Right.
So the way we actually design the, our actual 3440 section is it's a full carrier. You can see here, I know we're on the radio, but the 34 is actually the actual, it's the carrier.
It's carrier,
And then we cantilever and pin off, we rivet off the 40. So not only do we make it super stout at the 3440, but we saved weight. This whole cassette is only 322 grams. Wow. So we're approximately 10 grams lighter than the current production 1136 XT.
Right.
So we're not heavy, we're not super light, but we're right in the conversation. And it's going to retail to the consumer at $130.
And that's, I'm going to tell you, I've used the adapters. I was good on them. I'm mechanical, I'm technical, they work, but I always just found that little hiccup. I mean, even with the 16, I still found there wasn't a smooth transition. And I'm looking at this unit here. It's definitely built to look light, look strong, and I don't see the gaps. Usually with the add-ons, you can see the gaps. You can see there's always that little, they work okay, but like you said, something that's more solid, one piece, no weight penalty, and works with what I've got. It's genius, and I definitely see a lot of people crawling and running and stampeding stores to order.
Yeah,
so
we're almost there, and what you just said was actually one of the things that was another part of the design. The design goal is we wanted to keep the integrity of the shift as clean and smooth as possible. And we know there's a lot of people chattering, why didn't you do this, or why does it go 28, 34, 40? It all comes down to this. We cared about the consumer, we cared about the feeling of the shift and how good it felt. Could we have gone 28, 35, or 28, 36, and then 40? Yes, but then you do exactly what you said. You create this weird gap in an area of the cassette that you don't want. So the reason for a lot of this was integrity of the shift, smoothness between each each of the steps, and that everything felt smooth and everything worked beautifully.
Yeah. So this is just an amazing piece of art. It's clean. It's easy to go. And all their products, I was just browsing through the table here, their press fit bottom rack. I mean, just every product here has got thought behind it. Company, I just listening to him talk. He's a local guy. I mean, he's just like you and I. He's a writer. He knows what we're all about. Take a look at the stuff online. We find all the information we're at.
www.praxis-works.com. We're Santa Cruz locals, and we're just like everyone else. We just like riding stuff that works. We like an honest price point. We like an honest product. And give us a shot. We think you'll be impressed.
All right, so take a look at it online. You can see all the details. I'll have a couple pictures up as well on our Facebook page. You can take a look at the cassette, and can't wait to get my hands on one. Thanks a lot.
Thanks so much.